Recording 17. Communication. Speaker A, Denise.
Well, I believe that an essential part of communication is vocabulary. If I don't know the word, I can't express what I want to say. For me, the fastest way to learn new words is by watching movies. I usually watch 2 or 3 movies a week, of course, in English. I try to avoid watching movies with subtitles since when they are on, I am tempted to read them instead of concentrating on the character's speech. I find that by watching movies in English, I get 3 benefits in one. Not only do I learn new words, but also I pick up the correct pronunciation, and I notice which context the words are used in.
Speaker B, Trevor. I agree that vocabulary is important when communicating. However, words are used in sentences. I believe it's impossible to give sense to sentences without grammar. That's why I attend a language school. I guess I'm lucky, since for all the years I've been learning English, I've had excellent teachers. In lessons, after presenting vocabulary, they paid close attention to practicing the words in sentences. In this way, I could extend my vocabulary and learn grammar as well. What's more, going to a class provides me with the opportunity to practice various topics in English when working in pairs or groups with my classmates. I enjoy it a great deal, and the atmosphere in the lessons is always fun and relaxed. Speaker C, Timothy. I also attend a language school. However, I prefer working on my own. That's the main reason why I decided to take private lessons with a native speaker. The lessons are shorter than traditional language school lessons. However, I don't consider it a drawback. On the contrary, it makes the lessons more intensive. What I find is that I communicate all the time in English, and the teacher also focuses on practicing the pronunciation, stress, and intonation. I have to admit, I'm proud of myself for picking up a British accent. Speaker D, Victoria.
I love travelling. I visited places on all the continents in the world. No matter which country I've been to, I could rely on English to communicate with the local people. I've become much more fluent in English by using the language in restaurants, markets, shops, and historical places. However, I've just realized that sometimes I can't make head or tail of odd phrases I hear people use in everyday speech. I guess my next destination will be Britain to pick up some English idioms, collocations, and proverbs, which I can drop into conversation to make my English sound more native.
Speaker E, Vanessa.
If you asked me to characterize myself, my answer would definitely include words like outgoing, sociable, friendly, and open-minded. I love meeting new people from all over the world. That's the reason why I decided to join the discussion club at university. It provides me with the opportunity to share ideas with foreign students. I'm interested in their stories, preferences, and opinions on music, movies, hobbies, and traveling, but also on more serious issues like education, politics, and social problems in the country they come from. Participating in conversation not only widens my knowledge on the world, but also perfects my English.